You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
It's time for Crawdads pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you to LP Franz Stadium on this Wednesday night as the Hickory Crawdads take on the Asheville Tourists. In the second of a six-game series last night, the Asheville Tourists trailed 5-2 going into the eighth inning. They would manage to put four runs on the board in the eighth, two in the ninth to close out the contest. With six runs unanswered, they would beat the Hickory Crawdads by a score of 8-5 last night as they would pick up their fourth win of the season against the Hickory Crawdads as these two clubs faced off six times back in the month of April, split that six-game series. So now it's the Hickory Crawdads' turn to pick up a win this evening, and they'll send Ryan Lobus to the mound to face off against Derek Troop this matchup on this Wednesday night. Another gorgeous night for baseball. A little warm, almost toasty outside, but the conditions are fantastic. Should be a great night for baseball. We come back on the other side of the break. We'll have the starting lineups. We'll tell you more about the pitching matchup tonight here on a gorgeous Wednesday night at LP Franz Stadium. All that as we continue on. Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of minor league baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
And we welcome you back to Crawdads Pregame here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad that you could be a part of tonight's game. A Wednesday night matchup between the Crawdads and the Asheville Tourist. Of course, last night, Asheville getting that 8-5 win. A couple of players to focus on as it relates to the Asheville Tourist. Last night, Garrett Gilmet and John Garcia. Between the two, they had 7 of the Asheville Tourist, 13 hits in the ballgame. As this is two players that have certainly enjoyed playing here at LP Franz Stadium, in particular, John Garcia. As John Garcia went 4-for-5 last night. He is now 11-for-19 this season against the Hickory Crawdads. Obviously, a lot of folks that play for the Asheville Tourists love to play at McCormick Field. It can be, for a lot of players, a hitter's paradise, especially if you've got some pop, as we've seen some really solid numbers offensively from players through the years in the South Atlantic League. But certainly John Garcia, and last night Garrett Gilmet found the scenery here very much to their liking. Another player that really had a chance to show off last time the Asheville Tourists were here was Logan Cierney. Well, Logan Cierney is back in the lineup tonight for the Asheville Tourists. This is what it's going to look like for Nate Shaver's Tourists this evening. Jaron Williams will get the start at shortstop. He'll bat leadoff, a .327 hitter, 4 home runs, 23 RBIs. Luis Baez, the designated hitter tonight, he's going to bat second. He is one of the prized prospects for the Houston Astros organization. Comes in with a .314 average, 6 homers, and 22 RBI. John Garcia, as we mentioned last night with his 4-hit performance, raised his batting average 26 points. 26 points as he now hits .278 on the season. Austin Deming will bat cleanup. He'll be at third base. Tyler Whitaker bats fifth. He's over and right. Logan Cierney will get the start this evening in left field. Logan Cierney had some big, big games. He and Pascanel Ferreras, the last time the club was in town, well, they had a good week. Now, Pascanel Ferreras has moved to the Texas League as he is now playing in Texas for the Corpus Christi Hooks. So Logan Cierney will bat sixth in left field. Garrett Gilmet will be doing the catching this evening, coming in with a .222 average. He raised his average 24 points from last night's 3-hit performance. Ryan Johnson will bat eighth. He'll be at second base. And Jackson Lofton will bat ninth and play center field for the Asheville Tourists. So it's Williams, Baez, Garcia, Deming, Whitaker, Cierney, Gilmet, Johnson, and Lofton. On the other side, the Hickory Crawdads lineup looks a little bit like this. Cam Cauley gets the start this evening at second base. He'll lead off. Jason Morabell with a couple hits last night to go with a couple of walks. He gets the start in right field this evening. Comes in with a .250 average. Sebastian Walcott, who got a 2-run shot in the 7th inning to put the Crawdads ahead 5-2 in the bottom of the 7th inning. He's going to bat third. He's going to play shortstop this evening. Alejandro Osuna, who has been really good as of late for the Crawdads. 4 hits in his last 2 games. Just happens to coincide with Chad Comer inserting him into the cleanup spot in the order. From the cleanup spot last night, had a 3-run tater, as he will be batting cleanup again, coming in with a .246 average. Quincy Scott will bat fifth. He got dinged up late last night. Seems to be everything's a go. He's going to get the start. He's going to be the DH this evening. Ian Moeller will bat sixth. He'll be the catcher. Connor Pioto, he'll bat seventh. He'll be the first baseman. Ben Blackwell bats eighth at third base. And Jace Easley gets a start again, showing Jace Easley's versatility. He's going to get the start in left field this evening, as it's going to be a matchup between Ryan Lobos. Lobos coming in after making his debut start for the Crawdads last week. Comes in with an 0-1 record, a .386 ERA, a 4.2 innings tossed, 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts, a .222 average against for Ryan Lobos, the young man that comes to the Crawdads. Marietta, Georgia is his home, a non-drafted free agent back in 2023. His opposing number this evening is Derek True, a 6'2 right-hander out of Santa Barbara, California. Last year played with the Florida Complex League Astros, an 18th round pick last year out of Cal Poly. It's Derek True's numbers this season, 1-0 on the year, a 6.43 ERA, making his second start of the season. 7 innings pitched, 10 hits, 5 runs, all earned. He's walked 2 and struck out 11 for a 3.23 average against on the season. So that's the matchup tonight, Lobos versus True, Crawdads versus Tourist. As we come back in just a moment, we'll be that much closer to first pitch as we've got 3 games already in the books in the South Atlantic League. I'll give you those scores before we even get started this evening on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw. So we're back here on the Crawdads pregame show. This afternoon, 3 games have already gone in the books in the South Atlantic League as Brooklyn this afternoon beat Hudson Valley by a 3-1 score. Rome took down Wilmington today by a 3-2 score. Last night, we told you before we went off the air that Greenville, the Drive, put a big number on the Greensboro Grasshoppers last night. They won that contest last night 15-2. Now, seldom do you put that big up a number up and have the next day follow it up with an equally big number. Well, as baseball would have it, the Greenville Drive put 14 runs on the board this afternoon. The oddity of baseball, Greensboro put up 12 runs. They had a real slugfest today at First National Bank Field in 10 innings. The Greenville Drive win 14-12 against the Greensboro Grasshoppers. So a lot of runs scored this afternoon. Don't know if we're going to see anything like that today, but we would certainly love to see the Crawdads hit the ball all over the yard this evening and even a few out of the yard as the Crawdads look to even up this series at a game apiece against the Asheville Tourist. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We should be ready for first pitch here inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. It's the Crawdads and the Tourist, the second of 6 tonight on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth. It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you to LP Fran Stadium on a Wednesday night. Game two of this series between the Asheville Tourist and the Hickory Crawdads. Brian Rushing here with you inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth as Ryan Lobus has the ball for the Crawdads tonight, as he is going to try to see if he can get this club back to some winning ways, as this is a Hickory Crawdads club that lost last night. This is the seventh time last night that these two clubs faced off against one another. The win last night for Asheville was their fourth, as they scored four runs in the eighth, two in the ninth, to overtake the Crawdads 8-5 last evening. As Lobus, of course, started the year with the Down East Wood Ducks, makes his way here this evening, his second start here at LP Fran Stadium, as he'll face off this lineup for the Asheville Tourists. Jaron Williams will lead off. He'll be the shortstop. Luis Baez, he'll be the designated hitter, batting second this evening. John Garcia bats third. He'll be at first base tonight. Austin Deming, the third baseman, bats cleanup. Tyler Whitaker bats fifth. He's in right field. Logan Cerny bats sixth. He's in left field. Garrett Gilmetz, the catcher, he'll bat seventh this evening. Ryan Johnson bats eighth at second. Jackson Lofton bats ninth in center field. It's Lobus, 0-1 record on the season for the Crawdads, 3.86 ERA, 4 2/3 innings pitched his last time out. It's the first pitch taken for a ball at 7:02. 84 degrees is our first pitch temperature this evening. Is that ball driven out to left field? And just like that, Jaron Williams has made it a 1-0 ball game. As Williams found something center cut that he liked, and he drove it over the left field wall. Jaron Williams, his fifth home run of the season, 24th RBI, as he came into the game with a .327 average. That's certainly going to improve with that home run, and the Tourists have a very quick 1-0 advantage. And that's going to bring up Luis Baez. The ballpark here at LP Fran Stadium, the wind is blowing out to left and left center. That's going to make this ballpark a little smaller this evening. As Baez lifts that pitch high to left field, drifting back is Jace Easley on the track. He'll make the catch, and there's one down. We'll get to the defensive alignment here in just a moment for Chad Comer's Hickory Crawdads, as that'll bring up John Garcia. Garcia, a .278 hitter, one home run, 13 RBI. He had four hits last evening. He's had 11 this year at this ballpark. It was the first pitch, 86 miles an hour, taken for a strike. John Garcia, the last two times that he's played games at LP Fran Stadium, has had four-hit ball games, dating all the way back to April the 28th, the last time they played here prior to last night, a four-hit game, and then a four-hit game last night. It's Garcia. They'll check down to first to see if he committed. He did not. Our home plate umpire today, Shane Sullivan, Justin Hopkins, the base umpire. Two ball, one strike count with one down here in the top of the first inning. The Crawdads already trail 1-0. It's the breaking ball at 78 miles an hour from Lobos. Evens the count at 2-2. This is an Asheville club that slugs at a very high clip. As the pitch cut on and missed, John Garcia strikes out. First strikeout of the evening for Ryan Lobos, and there's two down. That's going to bring up Austin Deming. The Asheville Tourists are second in the South Atlantic League now with 43 home runs, trailing only the Greensboro Grasshoppers. 755 on-base plus slugging percentage. That's tops in the league. And going into the game, 122 extra base hits. Again, tops in the South Atlantic League. In fact, the closest other team, the Grasshoppers, with 108 extra base hits coming into today's action. It's the pitch to Deming. It's taken for a ball. The count evens at a ball and a strike. Deming last night was 1-for-4 with a double, had two runs scored. As he got his double in the ninth inning last night. As that ball's going to get sharply hit over the head of Sebastian Walcott. I paused for a second because Walcott in his 6-4 frame went up in the air, and I thought he might come away with the baseball. Did not. So that's going to be the second hit of the inning for the Tourist. And that's going to bring up Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker, a 2-0-2 hitter on the season. Whitaker, out of Las Vegas, Nevada, a third-round pick out of 2021 by way of Bishop Gorman High School in Vegas. Last year, he ran the lower minor shuttle for the Astros organization. So he played in the Florida Complex League as well as Asheville and Fayetteville. It's really intriguing, the dynamic there, that you've got two clubs as close to each other in one league, and then two more teams that are equally close in another league, representing the same two organizations. As the pitch misses, the count goes to 3-0. Fayetteville and Kinston, not too awful far from each other in the Carolina League. As the pitch misses inside, and Whitaker draws a four-pitch walk. First walk surrendered by Ryan Lobos, and that's going to bring up Logan Cerny. Cerny, a 198 hitter, six homers, 17 RBI. Cerny here on the video board here is wearing a Corpus Christi Hooks hat, which is the AA affiliate in the Texas League. So clearly he's had some time at the AA level. As Cerny takes a breaking ball for a strike. 198 average, 6 homers, 17 RBI. Lobos, breaking ball, just misses. Crowd still filing in on this Wednesday night. So the temperature's got well into the mid-80s here. In fact, first pitch was at 84, so kind of gives you an indication. I think the left field board, the gauge, got up to 91 today on that gauge. That's not accurate. When the sun is directly on that gauge, it usually sits about 4 or 5 degrees hot. As that ball is going to be sharply hit down the left field line. One run is going to score. It's a 2-0 game. The throw coming in from Jace Easley is going to be off the bag at third and getting down to second. It's going to be Logan Cerny. He's going to get an RBI single, and it's a 2-0 lead for the Asheville Tourist. And that's going to bring up Garrett Gilmet, a .222 hitter with 3 homers and 16 runs driven in, who had 3 hits last night himself. And coming out is going to be Julio Valdez, the pitching coach for the Crawdads. So it's a 2-0 lead early here for the Asheville Tourist. Tonight, of course, we'll give you an opportunity to find out the scores throughout the evening in the South Atlantic League. Three games have already gone final. I gave those to you during the pregame show. We'll also keep track of the Texas Rangers, their score today against Philadelphia. And then, of course, the Houston Astros and the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. One of the games already in the books. Another team in progress. It's the breaking ball from Lobos, taken for a strike to even the count at 1-1. Gilmet last night made the start at first base. John Garcia made the start behind the plate. Those two are flip-flopping defensively this evening. It's Gilmet swings and misses. Speaking of defense, the alignment for the Crawdads: Jace Easley out in left, in center field Alejandro Osuna, in right field Jason Morabell. In the infield, Ben Blackwell over at third base, Sebastian Walcott at short, as the pitch misses outside to even the count at 2-2. Cam Cawley at second base, at first base Connor Pioto, and Ian Moeller dropping the signs behind home plate. So Lobos comes set. Here's the 2-2. As that pitch cut on and missed, Garrett Gilmet a strikeout victim. Lobos has two strikeouts in the inning, but the Asheville Tourists, they strike first. They put up a two spot in the first inning. We come back on the other side of the break. The Crawdads come to bat here on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Bottom of the first inning, Cam Cawley to lead things off for the Hickory Crawdads. He's the second baseman tonight, followed by Jason Morabell, the right fielder, and Sebastian Walcott batting third at the shortstop spot. Against Derek True, 1-0 record on the year with a 6.43 ERA out of Santa Barbara, California. So the first pitch from True is True at 94 miles an hour. Derek True, a 6'2 right-hander, 18th round pick last year. Breaking ball, cut on and missed for Cam Cawley, a 175 hitter with one home run and two runs driven in. Middle third of the order, Alejandro Osuna in center field. Quincy Scott, the designated hitter. Ian Moeller doing the catching this evening. The 0-2, Cawley takes a ball. Bottom third of the order, Connor Pioto at first base, Ben Blackwell at third, and Jace Easley in left field. We'll get to the defensive alignment for the Asheville Tourist here momentarily. The 1-2 from True, as that ball is going to be lifted foul. up and over the rooftop at the ballpark and out onto the concourse area. Had a number of folks come up to me this afternoon prior to going on the air, telling me about how they enjoyed the Crustacean Nation podcast as Cauley fouls the pitch back to the screen behind home plate. They also let me know that they were here tonight and they were going to listen to the game with their phones while they're watching the game. Now, that could create an interesting circumstance, as clearly we're on a bit of a delay. As Cauley bounces that ball out to shortstop, Jaron Williams, the long throw, across in time to John Garcia. There's one down in the first inning. So for all of you that are watching tonight on MILB.TV or the Bally Live app, thank you for doing that. For those of you that are listening on HickoryCrawdads.com, whether you're here at the stadium or maybe out and about this evening, thank you for tuning in. As the numbers continue to climb steadily, more and more folks are tuning in, and we're really glad you are. That's the pitch to Morabell, taken for a ball. Jason Morabell last night, two hits, two walks, as he has really turned it on as of late. A 378 hitter over the course of his last 13 ball games, and I think that number's going to improve as he smashes it to the wall. Going to try to slide in, and he's going to be out by about 20 feet. Tyler Whitaker's out there playing in right field, and it looks like he's been here for four seasons. He played the carom perfectly, just to the right of the Diet Mountain Dew sign in right field. Made a perfect recovery on the carom. The throw got to second in plenty of time. Morabell's got a single. He's cut down 9-6. There's two down in the inning. That'll bring up Sebastian Walcott. Walcott swings and misses on the slider. Walcott last night, two-run homer. He also walked twice in the ballgame as he's getting on base more and more often. As the pitch misses outside from Derek True. Defensively this evening, for the tourists, Logan Cerny in left field, Jackson Lofton in center, Tyler Whitaker swung over in right. Here's the pitch. Misses down. The count goes to 2-1. Austin Deming at third base. Jaron Williams at shortstop. Ryan Johnson at second. John Garcia at first. Garrett Gilmet behind the plate. The 2-1. Right down the middle for strike two. Evens the count at 2-2. Walcott comes in a 192 hitter with three homers, six RBI. The 2-2 misses. True thought he had a strikeout. So the count runs full. Walcott in that seventh inning put together a very solid at bat, had great patience, and was able to find something, I think off speed, was able to deposit it over the left field wall. As the pitch misses down, Sebastian Walcott draws another free pass. In the series, it's the first given up by True, and that brings up Alejandro Osuna. Osuna had three hits on Sunday in the loss to the Greensboro Grasshoppers, and then had the majestic three-run homer last night that went beyond the App State sign in right field. The App State sign sits up on the fourth tier of signage boards here at LP Franz Stadium. The slider taken for a ball. He hit it over that. It was a majestic, beautiful three-run blast. They'll throw over to first. Walcott gets back. Two nothing lead for the Asheville Tourists here in the bottom of the first inning. It's Walcott taking a pretty aggressive lead over at first, and he's going to go. Pitch is taken high for a ball. Walcott's going to get safely to second, and he's going to get to third on the throwing error from Garrett Gilmet. As it looked like for a moment that Jaron Williams didn't see the throw come to the bag. It was not a bad throw by any stretch of the imagination. It's just Williams didn't get there. So Sebastian Walcott's going to have a stolen base. He's also going to reach third on the error from Gilmet. The error from Gilmet is his second of the series, as he had a first-inning error last night that was just ahead of the three-run shot from Alejandro Osuna, as Osuna's going to lift the pitch foul over to the third base side. Today, the Asheville Tourist wearing exactly what they wanted, or exactly what they had on last night, save that of the hats. Slightly different hat look this evening. The pitch to Osuna, he'll waste another one. The count evens at 2-2. And a ricochet catch made by a fan off to my left. They're wearing the gray jerseys with Tourist written at an angle. Number on the back, gray pants with a navy blue piping stripe. As the pitch misses outside, the count runs full to Alejandro Osuna. 246 hitter with two bombs, five runs driven in. The Crawdads wearing exactly what they wore last night. The black dad's jersey with the white piping stripe up the buttons and around the collar. The white pants, as Osuna's going to lift another ball foul to the third base side. The black socks, the black belts, the black hats. This time they're wearing a slightly different hat, the black hat with the red bill and the claw holding the baseball, as opposed to the Star of Hickory. The payoff, Osuna swings and misses. That'll retire the side. Sebastian Walcott, he walks, he's left at third. We've played an inning. Asheville leads 2-0 here on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be back in just a bit.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the second inning, Ryan Johnson to lead things off, followed by Jackson Lofton and Jaron Williams, 8-9-1 in the order for the Asheville Tourists. This is the first pitch to Ryan Johnson, taken for strike one, a fastball at 90 miles an hour. Lobos, slider, cut on and missed, count goes to 0-2. Ryan Johnson, a 6-foot, 206-pound infielder from Tempe, Arizona, played his college baseball at Pepperdine, part of the West Coast Conference. It's the breaking ball, just missed inside. 2-0 Asheville lead, a solo shot from Jaron Williams to get things started, and then an RBI single from Logan Cierney, who's done his share of that here at the ballpark. Johnson swings and misses. A strikeout is the first out in the second inning. It's the third punch out for Ryan Lobos. And that's going to bring up Jackson Lofton. Lofton last night was 1-for-4, had an RBI in the contest. It's Lobus pours it over the middle of the strike zone to work the count to 0-1. Lofton played his college baseball back at Oral Roberts University. As that breaking ball is going to get fouled off at the plate. A 13th round pick out of 2022. His home, Spring, Texas. So he's certainly familiar with the Metroplex, Dallas, Fort Worth, and surrounding area. The breaking ball cut on and missed by Lofton. Another strikeout is Ryan Lobus really working the off-speed pitches here in the early going. Has four strikeouts, and that brings up Jaron Williams. Lobus misses high. Two ball, no strike count. Ryan Lobus to Jaron Williams. Breaking ball. That gets across for strike one. So the lights are on here at the ballpark. There is a little bit of cloud cover just off to our north and west. So the pitch misses inside, and Williams is ahead 3-1. Williams got things started for the tourist with his solo shot deep beyond the second wall in left field. The 3-1, that ball is going to be lifted off the rooftop, I thought, and then it skirted through one of the openings that lead out to the concourse where the ball will be picked up by a random fan, probably somewhere near the spin-a-wheel for prizes. That's the pitch. That catches the outside edge. Jaron Williams didn't know. He tossed the bat toward the Asheville dugout over on the first base side, but he was rung up as Ryan Lobus strikes out the side in the second inning. We go to the bottom of the second. It's 2-0 Asheville here on the Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Bottom of the second inning, Quincy Scott will lead things off for the Crawdads. He'll be followed by Ian Moeller and Connor Piotto. Quincy Scott, a 180 hitter with one home run, 16 RBIs. Those 16 RBI as he takes a breaking ball for a strike, tied for the team lead with Jason Morabell. It's Derek True, the 0-1 offering. Scott swings and misses. Scott looked like last night he might have rolled his ankle around the first base bag. Late in the game, he was replaced by Jace Easley. But he's in the lineup today, so things clearly aren't that bad, which is good news. Scott drives the ball out to left field, and it's going to be caught right in front of the Aquafina sign. Scott hit it hard, but didn't quite get enough lift as it was caught on the track by Logan Cerny, and there's one down. And that'll bring up Ian Moeller. Moeller in the contest last night was 1-for-3. He also walked in last night's contest. 171 average, 2 RBI on the season. Is the pitch taken for strike one. As the pitch misses down to even the count at 1-1, we had a late roster addition for the Hickory Crawdads literally about 15, 20 minutes before I went on the air with the pregame show this evening. And it's an interesting story, as Moeller's going to roll that ball through the left side of the infield. And it's going to be a one-out single for Ian Moeller. It's the second hit of the ball game for the Crawdads, and that's going to bring up Connor Pioto. Just added to the roster before I came on for tonight's contest, DJ Peters. DJ Peters added to the roster. From everything that I'm understanding, he is here. He is a 28-year-old converted outfielder who is now going to be pitching in the Texas Rangers organization. As Pioto's going to roll that one over toward the first base bag. John Garcia touches the bag, thought about making a throw to second, but decided the better of it as Moeller was going to get to second with ease. And there's two down in the inning, and that brings up Ben Blackwell. So DJ Peters added to the roster. I'll get a brand new copy of said roster tomorrow with him included. We could see him tonight. From what I understand, he is active. If we see him tomorrow, we'll have a little more info on it. As Blackwell takes a strike to work the count to 0-1. Blackwell, a 162 hitter with 6 runs driven in on the season. True delivers, misses high, count evens at 1-1. The two clubs getting out today and having batting practice prior to the game, and a lot of times you would take that for granted. Well, with the recent rain that we've had on the front side of this homestand, I don't know that I remember Greensboro coming out to take actual batting practice at all. They might have one time, but I don't really remember them being out here. The relief pitchers would come out early and get some throwing in. But as far as rolling out the turtle and the L screens and actually having batting practice for Greensboro, didn't see it. So for these clubs to be able to do this with back-to-back days is an indication of the weather that we've had lately, which has been good. 2-ball, 2-strike count. Derek True delivers. As Blackwell's going to lift that foul out beyond the BTS picnic deck. As the count stays at 2-2. Ian Moeller's the runner at second. He got a one-out single here in the bottom half. Here's the pitch from True. Blackwell drives that out to center field. Jackson Lofton has a beat on it. He'll make the catch, and that'll retire the side. Moeller's left at second. We go to the third inning, a 2-0 lead for the Tourists as we continue on here at LP Franz Stadium on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the third inning, a 2-0 Asheville lead as it'll be Baez, Garcia, and Deming facing off against Ryan Lobos as the first pitch to Baez taken for a strike. Luis Baez, a 314 hitter coming into tonight's action. Six homers and 22 RBI as Baez swings and misses. Tonight, if you want to see a couple of the rising stars in both the Houston Astros farm system as well as the Texas Rangers farm system, you've got them all here in the same spot as Lobos misses just off the edge of the plate. Luis Baez, the number two prospect in the Houston Astros organization. Of course, Sebastian Walcott, the number two prospect in the Texas Rangers chain. As Baez swings and misses, a strikeout. That is the fifth consecutive strikeout for Ryan Lobos in the contest. There's one down in the third, and that brings up John Garcia. Garcia was a strikeout victim his first time up. As Lobos misses at 91 miles an hour, as he missed high, count goes to 1-0. We do have one final of note. Every night I try to keep track of the two parent clubs that are represented here when we're doing a Hickory Crawdads broadcast. And then, of course, the local team, the Atlanta Braves, because a lot of people follow the Braves. Well, we do have one game that's gone final. The Houston Astros, after coming from behind to win last night, 6-5 over the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, well, they lose today to the Angels 2-1. That game has gone final. Last night, the Atlanta Braves lost in extra innings. I was able to listen to the rest of that game on the way home last night. They're going to get started from Wrigley Field here in just a little bit against the Cubs. Philadelphia and Texas, they're currently playing in the top of the fourth inning. It's a 3-2 lead for Philadelphia. As John Garcia swings and misses again. That's the seventh punchy for Ryan Lobos as he has struck out six consecutive hitters. So some early struggles for Lobos in the first inning. Looks like he may have corrected and then some. As Austin Deming will step to the plate, he singled his first time up. As Lobos just misses at 84 miles an hour. Deming came into the contest, a 284 hitter, one homer, 10 RBI. As I mentioned last night, Deming out of Santa Clara, Utah. Played collegiately at BYU. Slobus misses outside. Lobus misses up. Austin Deming walks on four pitches. It's the second free pass giving up by Lobus, and that brings up Tyler Whitaker, who walked in his first plate appearance. I have a feeling over the course of this particular homestand, the vibe in the park is probably going to change a little bit. Of course, tonight we've got a good contingent of kids that are at the ballpark. So they're eating ice cream, and they're having the popcorn and all the goodies. But now that school is letting out in this part of the world, I think we're going to see a slightly different vibe in the ball yard. It should be a lot of fun. As Lobus misses, count evens at 1-1. 2-0 lead for Asheville. Two runs on three hits. They have one error. All their hits came in the first inning. The 1-1 from Lobus, breaking ball. That had to have missed down. It was over the middle third of the plate. Connor Pioto holding the runner on at first. That's Austin Deming with two down here in the third inning. The 2-1 from Lobus. Misses inside. Now the count goes to 3-1. The breaking ball misses inside, and now Tyler Whitaker walks for the second time in the game. And that's going to bring up Logan Cerny. And the last time that Cerny came up, he took advantage of the extended inning, as he was able to get a single to left field. So back-to-back walks puts an end to six consecutive strikeouts. And now Lobus has got to work out of this slight jam that he's put himself in. Cerny out of Lawrenceville, Georgia, was in a trade with Philadelphia back in 2021. So that breaking ball taken for a strike. Played his college baseball at Troy. In the Sun Belt Conference, if memory serves, Lobus swung on and missed. Count goes to 0-2. Deming down at second. Whitaker at first in a 2-0 game in favor of the Asheville Tourists, as Cerny is going to call timeout before Lobus can deliver the 0-2. Lobus, this is outside. Shadows starting to take over here at the ballpark. Within about a half an hour, the sun will be behind the concourse area. Cerny swings and misses. Another strikeout. That's eight for Ryan Lobus. He leaves two on. And we go to the bottom of the third inning, 2-0, Asheville. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. to the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the third inning. Jace Easley to lead it off here. The Crawdads find themselves down 2-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Brian Rushing here with you inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth here on this Wednesday night. So glad you could join us on the Crawdads Radio Network, MILB.TV, and the Bally Live app. It's Easley, a switch hitter. Out of the left-handed batter's box, swings and misses. Tonight, the promotion at the ballpark, which is probably what's got the kids out. It's a celebration of dinosaurs. One of the sponsors, the Catawba County Science Center, is helping make this a reality tonight. Lots of dinosaurs, dinosaur-type things all over the yard. I walked into the ballpark. I think there was a Brachiosaurus out there. Not a real one. I would have gone back to the parking lot. It's the breaking ball cut on and missed. Count goes to 1-2. During the half inning, they had a trivia segment called Dino or No Dino. They had a kid, and the kid got 3 out of the 4 right. So she was beaming with excitement and getting the prize. The pitch misses just inside. The count evens at 2-2. Easley, a 143 hitter on the year with 5 runs driven in. Derek True's offering. Easley's going to lift that foul over toward the third base side. So that's going to make its way down near the groundkeeping instruments and all the utilities that they have at their disposal to get the game ready and to take care of the field postgame. Easley takes a pitch on the inside edge. He did not agree with that call coming from Shane Sullivan. There's one down nevertheless here in the bottom of the third. Second strikeout for Derek True, and we go back to the top of the order for Cam Cawley. Cawley grounded out his first time up, takes a strike from Derek True. Cawley swings and misses on the curveball. Had more of a 12-6 bite. So the count goes to 0-2. True has the sign from Gilmet. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Cawley swings and misses. And there's two down in the inning. And that's going to bring up Jason Morabell. Morabell hit a ball on the screws to right field. He's been doing a lot of that lately, but he hit it so hard that Tyler Whitaker was able to play the perfect carom out in right field and threw an absolute strike into second base, and Jason Morabell was out by about 15, 20 feet. Morabell swings and misses on the 80-mile-an-hour breaking pitch. Morabell's going to smash that one off the netting above the Crawdads dugout over on the third base side. So the count goes to 0-2. That was a 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Derek True. As True and Lobos have both been throwing a lot of breaking balls, well, True said, I'm going to give you a true fastball, mid-90s. So it was fouled off. Then he goes right back to the breaking pitch again, and Morabell fouls that pitch off. True misses outside. Count goes to 1-2. The breaking ball misses. Coming into this game, Jason Morabell, I think I got this number, 17 for his last 45 coming into tonight's action. He was 2-for-3 last night with 2 runs and 2 walks. As Morabell, I think, is going to improve on this evening as he launches the ball over the App State sign in right field. And the Crawdads are on the board. They've cut the lead in half as Jason Morabell hits his 5th homer of the season. He takes the team lead with 17 RBI. It's the Tourists 2 and the Crawdads 1. My sweet mother! Well, that pitch was left out over the middle of the plate, and Jason Morabell, who has been hitting the ball incredibly well as of late, launched that one. A majestic blast beyond the App State sign on the 4th-tier wall. And that's going to bring up Sebastian Walcott. And Walcott's going to lift that one straight up in the air. It's going to stay in the infield. Jaron Williams will make the catch. And that will retire the side. But Jason Morabell gives the crowd a thrill. It's his 5th home run of the season. Crawdads are on the board. We've played 3. It's 2-1 Asheville. We'll be back in just a bit. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
Top of the 4th inning. It's the first pitch from Garrett Gilmet rolled out to the left side, and it's going to be bobbled. That's going to be an error on Ben Blackwell. Blackwell tried to cut the ball off in front of Sebastian Walcott and was unable to glove it. So it'll be an error on Ben Blackwell. It's the first defensive miscue of the night for the Crawdads. That's going to bring up Ryan Johnson, who struck out. Lobos had a rough first inning. So he gave up 3 hits, couple runs. He led off the game with an early home run from Jaron Williams. But since then has, for the most part, settled in really well. He did walk back-to-back hitters in the 3rd inning. That was Austin Deming and Tyler Whitaker. but he struck out eight batters. At one point, he had struck out six straight hitters. Not gotten them out, struck them out. Lobos, the 1-1, cut on and missed. One of the oddities in the South Atlantic League schedule for this year, and there are a few quirky things that happen, a couple out of necessity, as Lobos gets a swing and a miss from Ryan Johnson. Johnson strikes out again, and that's nine punchies for Ryan Lobos. One down in the inning, and that brings up Jackson Lofton. So, for instance, the Hickory Crawdads will not play against the Brooklyn Cyclones or the Wilmington Blue Rocks this season. That's an oddity. That ball is going to be rolled just foul down the third baseline. Another oddity is that, and this one, I don't know, trivial perhaps. The Hickory Crawdads and the Asheville Tourist are going to play each other 24 times this season. At least that's what the schedule has it laid out for them. As the breaking ball is going to be drilled down toward the left field corner, and it's going to be just foul. As Lofton put a pretty good charge into it, but it ended up hooking foul near the corner in left field. So the count goes to 0-2. But the oddity, the quirk in the schedule between these two clubs is you would think that you'd play one home series, one road series in the first half, and then reverse course in the second half. Well, that's not the way it's going. As the pitch from Lobos misses outside. Asheville's already played a six-game series here at LP Franz Stadium, and they're going to play this week, and then after that, they don't come back to the ballpark for the rest of the year. As that pitch is going to be fouled back off the thumbs of Lofton, quite literally off the thumbs, as he got that ball closer to his knob than he did the barrel. That almost became a defensive mechanism type swing, an act of preservation. The 1-2, Lobos just misses. Lobos thought he might have had that one, and I tend to agree. The Crawdads will play at McCormick Field twice. They'll do it in the second half of the year. Just an oddity. So that breaking ball is going to be rolled foul again toward the tarp that's been rolled up for a few days now. They'll make the trip to Asheville in late July. They'll play July 30th and 31st at McCormick Field, and then they'll wrap up the series on August 1st through the 4th in Asheville. Which, if you're going to play in Asheville, that's a pretty good time of the year to do it. As Lofton swings and misses, 10 strikeouts for Ryan Lobos. There's two down in the inning. It's Lobos in double figures with strikeouts. That's going to bring up Jaron Williams. Williams 1-for-2 in the ballgame, a home run and a strikeout. The pitch, that ball is going to be hit softly out towards second. Cam Cauley will make the catch, and that'll be the third out of the inning. An error, a runner left on. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning, a 2-1 Asheville lead back here on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be back in just a bit.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Bottom of the fourth inning, a 2-1 Asheville lead. It'll be Alejandro Osuna leading off here in the fourth inning, followed by Quincy Scott and Ian Moeller. 4-5-6 in the order for the Crawdads as Jason Morabell last inning hit a bomb, a dinger, a tater, a missile out to right field, his fifth of the season. And he gets the Crawdads on the board. The Crawdads have three hits. Asheville has three hits. Asheville has the 2-1 advantage. Alejandro Osuna struck out his first time up as the pitch misses inside. Go ahead and make this the time to where we go interactive on the broadcast. You want to reach out to me? There's two ways you can do it throughout the remainder of this ballgame. One through email, the other through X or Twitter. Some of you have already reached out, and I'll get into that in just a little bit. It's the breaking ball to Osuna. Evens the count at 1-1 as it was a strike over the middle. True delivers. Misses down. The count goes to 2-1. If you want to find me through email this evening, you can do so brush@hickorycrawdads.com. That's brush@hickorycrawdads.com. Want to say hello? I'll certainly return those greetings and salutations your way. As Osuna drives that ball out toward the Pepsi sign in left center, going up and over the wall, not going to come away with it. Alejandro Osuna goes opposite field with the home run, and he ties the ball game up. As Osuna has his third tater of the season, and we're even at two apiece. My sweet mother! He got it over the 8-foot high wall, which is all you have to do. The second, third tiers on the wall, they're about 6 feet behind the first tier. It was an opposite field home run just underneath the Greystone I sign and just to the left of the Pepsi sign. And that's going to bring up Quincy Scott here as we're all square at 2-2. I think Alejandro Osuna is really beginning to enjoy hitting out of the cleanoff spot, or the cleanup spot. As that pitch misses inside. Two-one count to Quincy Scott, who flew out to left field. Scott almost left the yard in his first AB. So he hit it to the Aquafina sign. As Scott swings and misses, count evens at 2-2. Alejandro Osuna has five hits in his last three games in the cleanup spot. Two of them home runs. And if he's got that sort of opposite field power, okay then. I like that. Fastball, 93 miles an hour, misses up. Quincy Scott has the count full. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, 2-2 ball game. Alejandro Osuna with the opposite field home run has tied it up. And Quincy Scott's going to draw a walk. And that brings up Ian Moeller, who rolled the ball through the left side of the infield for a single back in the second inning. The free pass from Derek True is his second that he surrendered in the ballgame. And now we'll have a meeting on the mound. It's coming out. It's going to be Alex Harder, the pitching coach. So if you want to reach out to me by way of email, would love to hear from you. If you got a question for me, I'd be happy to answer. brush@hickorycrawdads.com. If you want to reach out to me by way of X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, you can do so at What's Up B-Rush PXP. Now, when it comes to my Twitter handle, people ask me, hey, what's the PXP stand for? I hadn't heard that. What's play-by-play? Some folks call it PBP. I call it PXP. Many others do so as well. At What's Up B-Rush PXP on X or Twitter. If you want to say hello, where you're tuning in tonight, would love to hear from you. If you've got a question, again, I got no problem answering the questions. I love interacting. The breaking ball from Derek True misses down. And Derek True gets the ball back from the catcher, Garrett Gilmet. And that's the first time I've seen him visibly frustrated by not getting the strike call. The 1-0, Moeller takes the pitch down. They go to second to see if they can get an appeal. Base umpire Justin Hopkins said there was no commitment to the swing. Count goes to 2-0. As Ian Moeller drives the ball out to left field, and I think it's a goner. It is. He put it. As it ran very close to the light post in left field. It's Ian Moeller showing a little gumption on this Wednesday night. It's a two-run shot, and the Crawdads have their first lead at 4-2. My sweet mother. For Moeller, it's his first home run of the season. And the Crawdads have hit three. Well, this is certainly more like it. And that's going to bring up Connor Piotto. The pitch to Piotto, taken for a strike. As Piotto rolls that out to second, fielded by Johnson. The throw to first in time. And that's out number one. And that'll bring up Ben Blackwell. So this is not too bad. Second time of the order working out well for the Hickory Crawdads, as Jason Morabell hits a home run after Walcott pops to short. Alejandro Osuna goes opposite field for a home run. Quincy Scott walks, and then Ian Moeller hits a high towering shot over the second wall for a two-run homer. And I think that's five hits on the game for the Crawdads. Blackwell rolls it out to shortstop, and it's going to be bobbled at short by Jaron Williams. Does it look like it was about as routine a play as you're ever going to get, and Jaron Williams just seemed to take his eye off the baseball as it was going into his glove. So it's going to be an error on Williams, and that's going to bring up Jace Easley. So Easley, who struck out his first time, he's trying to steal. It's Ben Blackwell. He's cut down. 2-6, and that's the second out of the inning. Easley's going to foul that out of the mitt of Garrett Gilmet. So there's two down in the frame. Three runs in the bottom of the fourth inning already for the Crawdads. They've hit three home runs tonight, and I'm going to have to go back to some of the box scores from earlier this season. This may be the first three home night. This may be the first three homer night for this Crawdads club this season. It may very. I think it's very well the first game they've hit three homers in a game at home. Obviously, and I'm not on the road with the team always. They certainly haven't hit three homers over the course of four innings. As the pitch misses down and easily draws a walk. And that'll bring up Cam Colley. There is bullpen action going for Asheville right now. And I see two people throwing down in the bullpen, but it looks like they may be throwing for very different reasons. It looks like one is a pitcher that's actually preparing to come into the contest. A couple of others looks like it just might be a couple of guys on the team playing catch. Colley at the plate. They'll throw over to first easily back to first base. As Colley takes a ball. Jason Morabell is on deck if the inning gets extended, which is not great news for Derek Troop. As Colley swings and misses, count evens at 1-1, a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Colley swings and misses again. The count goes to 1-2. Jace Easley down at first base being held on by John Garcia with two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Crawdads lead 4-2. Easley's going to go. The breaking ball taken for strike three. That'll retire the side, but not before Alejandro Osuna and Ian Moeller go yard here at LP Franz Stadium. We go to the fifth inning. The Crawdads have a 4-2 lead. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Top of the fifth inning, Ryan Lobos throws a first pitch to Luis Baez. Gets a swing and a miss as we're in the top of the fifth inning, and the Crawdads have responded with three in the bottom of the fourth. They have a 4-2 lead. As Lobos again gets a swing and a miss from Baez, and Baez is going to call time and try to regroup outside the batter's box. Ryan Lobos, after giving up two runs in the first inning, has, well, certainly settled down. As that ball was even further outside, Baez missed it by a mile. Ryan Lobos has 11 strikeouts in the ballgame. He's walked three batters. He's given up three hits. He's two outs away from qualifying for a win here on this Wednesday night. So the Crawdads have three home runs in this ballgame. As John Garcia is going to foul the pitch back to the screen. As I mentioned in the pregame, and I mentioned very early on, if memory serves, that the wind is blowing out. Now, it's not a gust by any stretch of the imagination. It's not blowing heavily out to left and left center. But the prevailing wind at this ballpark typically heads out toward left and left center. And so when the ball is carrying like this here on a warm afternoon, you're going to see more balls leave the yard, and that's certainly what we've seen. The shot that Morabell hit back in the third inning, well, I don't think there was anything that was going to keep that in the yard. As Lobos misses outside, the count goes even 2-2 to John Garcia. On the top of the hill, just south of the ballpark, there's a regional airport. As the pitch misses outside, the count runs full. Lobos thought he had strike three. And I'm not sure that there's anything that one of the planes there at the airport could have done to keep that ball in the yard. The payoff, as that ball is going to be rolled off the foot of John Garcia. And we'll do the payoff pitch again. So Morabell's left the yard. Alejandro Osuna has left the yard. Osuna's left the yard for the second consecutive night. And Ian Moeller got into the work with a two-run shot in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's the breaking ball fouled back to the screen. Asheville, two runs on three hits, two errors. Crawdads, four runs on five hits, one error. As Garcia rolls it out to third. Blackwell fields it, throws it across to Piotto, and there's two down in the inning. And that'll bring up Austin Deming. A little bit later on, we'll take a look at the South Atlantic League scoreboard. I mentioned that there's already three games that have concluded earlier today. As Lobos gets a first pitch strike. We have three games in progress, three games that have gone final. Lobos, 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Deming swings through it. Count goes to 0-2. Brooklyn beat Hudson Valley earlier today by a 3-1 score. Rome took down Wilmington 3-2. Lobos misses outside. The count goes to 1-2. And Greenville, after beating Greensboro yesterday 15-2, well, they struggled against Greensboro today. They only beat them 14-12 in 10. A lot of runs in that ballgame. As Deming is going to lift that one out near the concourse area. Bowling Green and Winston-Salem are currently playing, as is Jersey Shore and Aberdeen. It's Deming. They'll see if he committed. He did not. Count evens at 2-2. Is again, Lobos went fastball elevated at 90 miles an hour. Deming able to hang on to his swing. Lobos the 2-2. Breaking ball fouled into the mitt of Ian Moeller. That is 12 strikeouts for Ryan Lobos. He's completed five innings. We're halfway through here at LP Franz Stadium. A 4-2 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Jason Morabell will lead things off in the fifth for the Crawdads, followed by Sebastian Walcott and Alejandro Osuna. And they'll face off against a new pitcher for the Asheville Tourist. It's the new pitcher, James Hicks. James Hicks, a 6'2 right-hander out of Conway, Arkansas. Last year spent time in the Florida Complex League with the Astros, as the breaking ball taken for strike one to even the count at 1-1. A 13th round pick last year out of the University of South Carolina. As Morabell swings and misses on the 85-mile-an-hour pitch that ran away from him. One ball, two strike count. James Hicks will get his numbers here in just a moment. As Morabell's going to chop it foul over toward the on-deck circle on the first base side. James Hicks, 0-1 record on the year, a 1.93 ERA, making his fourth appearance, 14 innings pitched, 11 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 1 walk, 16 strikeouts, a 2.08 average against. As the breaking ball misses, count levels out at 2-2. Pitch misses down to Morabell, and the count goes full. So James Hicks, pitching now for the Asheville Tourists, playing, I would say, about 3 hours from Columbia, South Carolina, directly north. Here at LP Franz Stadium, the payoff is taken for strike three. Morabell is a strikeout victim looking. Fifth strikeout for the Tourists, the first for Hicks, and that brings up Sebastian Walcott. Derek True went four innings, struck out four batters, gave up five hits, gave up four runs. He walked three batters in the contest as well. Hickory Crawdads do have action in their bullpen, as Ryan Lobos has positioned himself to get a win if the Crawdads can hang on. As the pitch to Walcott misses down at 86. 2-1 the count here on a very, very nice Wednesday evening in the uniform. As the pitch misses down and in. And Sebastian Walcott with a 3-1 advantage. Two-run shot last night for Walcott in the bottom of the seventh inning. Gave the Crawdads a 5-2 advantage at that point. It's the breaking ball over the outer third for strike two. Count is full. A 4-2 lead for the Dads on this Wednesday night. Walcott swings and misses back-to-back strikeouts. That fastball at 94 miles an hour bearing in on Walcott's hands. And that's going to bring up Alejandro Osuna. Osuna went opposite field to the left of the Pepsi sign. As Hicks pours a fastball to the inner third at 94 miles an hour. So we're in the bottom of the fifth here. As Osuna's going to roll the pitch foul over to the first base side. Bottom of the sixth inning. It's a 2-1 Winston-Salem lead over Bowling Green. It's that game being played in Winston-Salem. That's where the Crawdads are going to be next week. With a wrinkle in the schedule you need to be aware of, as Osuna swings and misses. Three strikeouts in the frame for James Hicks. We go to the sixth inning. A 4-2 lead for the Crawdads. I'll let you know about that scheduling wrinkle. We come back on the other side of the break. We go to the sixth on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the sixth inning as Adrian Rodriguez is on to pitch for the Hickory Crawdads. Ryan Lobus's night is over. And what a night it was. The breaking ball from Rodriguez taken for a strike as he'll face off against Tyler Whitaker, Logan Cerny, and Garrett Gilmet. A 4-2 Crawdads advantage as Lobus got through five innings, and if this score holds up, Lobus gets credit for the win. Lobus in the ballgame went five innings, gave up three hits, two runs, both earned. He walked three and struck out 12. As that ball is going to be lifted out toward right field, twisting toward the foul line. The catch made on top of the line by Jason Morabell. And there's one down. is Lobos really mixed in a lot of breaking balls and really kept Asheville, who was a club that loves to attack fastballs, he kept them off balance. As he kept working the ball laterally off the plate over and over and over again, and Asheville just didn't seem to have an answer. Rodriguez with the 0-1, misses down, count evens at a ball apiece, a ball and a strike. Four runs on five hits, one error for Hickory. Two runs on three hits, two errors for the Asheville Tourist. So this is game 8 of 12. These two clubs will play against each other here before going to McCormick Field. As I mentioned, they'll play in late July, early August in one series. Then they'll go right back about 4 weeks later and play in late August, early September. That's the pitch from Rodriguez. Misses down. The count goes to 3-1. The Asheville series is the final road series of the season. We'll be bringing all three games to you on the August 30th, 31st, and September 1st, as it's a walk for Logan Cerny. And that'll bring up Garrett Gilmet. Gilmet 0-for-2 in the ballgame. He struck out and he reached on an error. Rodriguez, fastball at the knees at 96 miles an hour, taken for a strike. Gilmet, 15th round pick last year out of Texas Austin. The count goes to 0-2. Gilmet out of Anaheim, California. Piotto holding on the runner at first. Rodriguez, the 0-2, misses inside. Count goes to 1-2. I mentioned the 2-1 lead for Winston-Salem over Bowling Green. The other game that's currently going on besides this one that we haven't mentioned yet, Jersey Shore and Aberdeen. Aberdeen has a 2-0 lead on Jersey Shore. As the pitch misses down at 97, count levels out at 2-2. Rodriguez sets the 2-2. Skillmet is going to strike out. It's the first for Rodriguez. It's a baker's dozen for the Crawdads. And that brings up Ryan Johnson, who's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts in the ballgame. Rodriguez, 94, cut on and missed by Johnson. The Crawdads looking to level out this series at a game apiece as Johnson swings and misses on the slider, and the count goes to 0-2. These two clubs split six games back in late April between the two clubs as Johnson's going to call time. Rodriguez has plenty of time left on the pitch timer. Throws a slider, and Johnson swings and misses to retire the side. As Adrian Rodriguez gets two punch outs in the inning. We go to the bottom of the sixth. The score, 4-2 in favor of the Hickory Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Quincy Scott to lead things off here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Against James Hicks, on for his second inning of relief duty. As he struck out the side in the fifth. Scott swings and misses. The count evens at 1-1 on this Wednesday night. So glad that you could join us. Wherever you're tuning in tonight, however you're doing so, whether you're watching the video side on MILB.TV or the Bally Live app, or just, I don't know, hanging out, listening to the game on HickoryCrawdads.com. You might even be here at the ballpark doing so. Thank you for making us a part of your Wednesday evening. The 1-2 from Hicks misses inside. Count evens at 2-2. Asheville got their runs in the first inning. It was a solo shot from Jaron Williams and then an RBI single from Logan Cerny. The breaking ball misses. Count goes full at 3-2. Jason Morabell got the offense going in the third inning as he hit a solo shot. And, I mean, it was mashed to right field over the App State sign as that breaking ball is down and Quincy Scott walks for the second time in the ballgame. It's the first walk allowed by James Hicks. It's the fourth allowed by Asheville pitching, and that's going to bring up Ian Moeller. In that fourth inning, Alejandro Osuna goes opposite field with a home run. That is his third on the season. Then Ian Moeller steps up after Scott walks, and he hits a ball high and deep and gone over the second wall in left field. The breaking ball from Hicks taken for a strike. Scott takes the lead, held on at first base by John Garcia. So Moeller now on the board with his first home run, and who knows, maybe it's the first of a string of many. As Hicks misses down, the count goes to 2-1. And, I mean, this is a Hickory club near the bottom when it comes to home runs. They've got three tonight, which gives them 22. They're one away from catching the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Aberdeen Ironbirds. As that ball rolled out slowly over to shortstop, as the throw is going to be in time. As Ian Moeller grounds into a 6-4-3 double play as Jaron Williams got it quickly to Ryan Johnson. The relay over to John Garcia in time, and there's two down in the inning. That'll bring up Connor Pioto. Pioto 0-for-2 in the ballgame. Pioto last night was 1-for-4 in the contest. As the tourist ended up out hitting the Crawdads 13-6 in the ballgame. And we talked about it in the pregame show. The difference was the two catchers on the roster, John Garcia and Garrett Gilmet. As the pitch poured down Lenore Ryan Boulevard by James Hicks. As the count goes to 2-1. Garcia with 4 hits last night, Gilmet with 3. They had 7 of the 13. As Pioto's going to roll it foul over to the first base circle. Ben Blackwell on deck here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pioto's going to foul that into the mitt of the catcher, Garrett Gilmet, and that's going to retire the side. We go to the seventh, a 4-2 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the seventh inning. Jackson Lofton, Jaron Williams, Luis Baez to bat here in the seventh inning. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join us on this beautiful Wednesday night in Hickory. And certainly the home fans have had a little something to cheer about in this ball game as 3 homers have been hit by the Crawdads. Ryan Lobus struck out 12 batters in his 5 innings of work. Five innings is 15 outs. You strike out 12 of the 15. That's significant. It's Lofton. Takes a 96-mile-an-hour heater to the forearm, it looks like. He's going to go to first base on the hit-by-pitch. That'll bring up Jaron Williams. Now Chad Comer's going to go out and have a conversation with the plate umpire, Shane Sullivan. And now Sullivan's going to go have a conversation with Justin Hopkins. And asking me to speculate about what possibly Comer was asking about pretty much was determined there by Sullivan when he threw his hands up and pointed to first base as if Lofton was in fact hit by the pitch. And I don't think it hit the bat. I don't think there was any intent of not getting out of the way. I think that's that indication from the umpire kind of gave away what might have been asked by Chad Comer. Can't know for sure. As Connor Pioto holds on Jackson Lofton at first in a 4-2 ball game. Jaron Williams led off the ball game with a solo shot to left field. Since then, he struck out and popped out. 1-for-3 in the ballgame. Rodriguez misses inside. There is stirring down in the bullpen for the Crawdads. The Asheville bullpen is quiet. And the job last night by Trey Dombrowski in the 8-5 win for Asheville was significant as Williams walks. And now there's runners at first and second for Luis Baez. And this is a two-run ball game. I mean, the fields have been here for the Crawdads. They've got three home runs. They've struck out a slew of hitters. But this is a tenuous circumstance for the Crawdads. It's Luis Baez, who is 0-for-3 in the ballgame, can certainly change the outlook of this contest in the course of one swing of the bat. So Julio Valdez is going to have the meeting broken up by Shane Sullivan. And Baez will step to the plate. So Jackson Lofton, the runner at second. Jaron Williams, the runner at first. It's Rodriguez trying to get through the seventh inning with no harm done. It's Rodriguez buries a slider for ball one. It looked like Moeller kind of came up wincing after blocking the baseball. Now there's throwing in the bullpen for the Hickory Crawdads. Trey Dombrowski last night threw the final four innings of the contest to earn the win, his second of the season. So he moved his record to 2-5 on the year. It's the breaking ball to Baez at 87, taken or cut on, I should say. It's missed to even the count at 1-1. Dombrowski not only picked up the win, but he really helped the bullpen scenario for the Asheville Tourist. I mean, at a minimum, one fewer pitcher than I anticipated would have played last night or pitched for the Tourist. I just thought Dombrowski might go three, but for him to go four and still manage to pick up the win is, it's a bit of a lift for Nate Shaver's club. As we know that the Asheville club, their bullpen, for the most part, had 2 days off. The off day on Monday and then last night. As the count evens at 2-2. Nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning. A 4-2 lead for the Crawdads. Rodriguez. That catches the top of the strike zone. Luis Baez didn't look like he agreed, but it's a strikeout nevertheless. It's the third for Rodriguez, the 15th for Crawdads pitching, and with one down, brings up John Garcia. John Garcia, 0-for-3 in the ballgame. Fastball at 96, taken for strike one. John Garcia, a 19th round pick in 2022 out of Grambling State. Rodriguez, slider, swung on and missed. Garcia's in an 0-2 hole. Rodriguez, fastball down low at 97, count goes to 1-2. Connor Pioto obviously with runners at first and second playing a more normal first base position as they're running a little bit of a pull shift for Garcia as that pitch misses barely. Count it 2-2. Rodriguez has the sign, holds just above the belt. It's the ball taken outside, well outside, to run the count full. So John Garcia, who found himself in an early 0-2 hole, has now worked it full. And again, this is a two-run ball game. There's not a lot of margin for error. Jackson Kelly is the pitcher, I believe, getting loose down in the bullpen for the Crawdads. Rodriguez. It's that pitch. Misses inside, and John Garcia is going to walk, and that's going to load the bases. And now we've got potentially a decision to make, and maybe it's already been made. It's Chad Comer is going to come out. He's going to take the baseball away from Adrian Rodriguez. So when we come back on the other side of the timeout, the bases will be loaded with one down. Austin Deming come to the plate. And I'll tell you who's coming on to pitch when we return here on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
So Jackson Kelly comes on to pitch for the Hickory Crawdads. Kelly, 5'11 right-hander out of Marietta, Georgia, a 12th round pick from back in 2022, will face off against Austin Deming with one down here and the bases loaded. A 4-2 lead for the Crawdads. And ideally here, you'd love a ground ball double play to get out of the frame. Jackson Kelly can certainly deliver that The 1-0 cut on and missed. That starts out over, that's that Frisbee slider. It starts out over the middle of the plate, 76 miles an hour, and then just breaks hard off the plate. We'll get to Kelly's numbers here in just a moment. The 1-1, this is well off. Count goes to 2-1. Jackson Kelly, a 1-0 record on the year with a 2.21 ERA. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch as he throws the fastball at 82 back over the middle. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly making his 12th appearance, has a save on the season, 20 1/3 innings pitched. The 2-2 cut on and missed. Dimming is the second out of the inning. For Kelly, that's his first strikeout, and it's the club's 16th of the night. That's going to bring up Tyler Whitaker. Kelly, in that 20 1/3, 9 hits, 5 runs, all earned. He's walked 8, struck out 25 now, and 20 2/3. As he misses outside. Jackson Kelly out of the three-quarter arm slot. Works the slider way off the plate against right-handed hitters, and then to keep him honest, he'll run a fastball back in under the hands. The 2-0 catches the inner third for strike one. So that fastball at 86 miles an hour. Jackson Lofton over at third. Jaron Williams at second. John Garcia at first. As that ball's going to be fouled to the screen. Straight back, and the count evens at 2-2. Simoler gives a sign. Jackson Kelly has the sign. Holds high. Brings it to the belt. The 2-2. That ball's going to be lifted out of play. Jackson Kelly looks in again. The 2-2 offering. As that ball catches the inner third, Tyler Whitaker did not agree, but that was absolutely strike three. As we go to the stretch, Jackson Kelly with back-to-back strikeouts gets the Crawdads out of the jam. We'll come back in just a moment on the Crawdads Radio Network as Hickory leads 4-2. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
Bottom of the seventh inning. Jackson Kelly did yeoman's work out of the bullpen for the Crawdads as he went back-to-back strikeouts of Austin Deming and Tyler Whitaker to keep this lead at 4-2 in favor of the Hickory Crawdads. Ben Blackwell has that ball go off the forearm of Jaron Williams. So that's going to be an error on Williams. That's going to be a second of the ball game. It's going to be the third for the Asheville Tourist. That was a pretty routine play. But Williams not able to make it, and that's going to bring up Jace Easley. Easley has struck out and walked. So he looked to bunt. And that's a beautiful bunt. That's going to be a really tough play as Jace Easley, well, he easily runs that bunt down to first base for a bunt single. And now the Crawdads have something cooking with nobody out, as that brings up Cam Cauley. If you're watching on MILB.TV or the Bally Live app and you've got kids around, you say, okay, guys, that's how you bunt it. That was delightfully done. As Easley gets himself a bunt single. And Cauley is going to take a breaking ball for a strike. It's a 4-2 lead for the Crawdads. And Lord knows a little extra space between themselves and the Tourist would be a big relief here as we get into the late innings. It's a club that had a 5-2 lead last night going into the eighth. They have a 4-2 lead now. As Cauley's going to foul it off his leg at home plate. I guess the thought behind it is you really just you can't have enough. An extra run, two runs would be phenomenal here in this spot. And it's the right part of the order for it to happen. Cauley behind 0-2. Here's the pitch from Hicks as we've got a double steal. They'll throw down to second. Jace Easley is going to have the stolen base. Going down to third is Ben Blackwell. And that's another way of doing it. You don't have to bunt him over. You can go with a double steal. Is that something that we've seen the Crawdads do from time to time this season? As they're one of the more prolific stolen base squads in the South Atlantic League. As Cauley swings and misses. And there's one down in the inning. It's the fifth strikeout for James Hicks, who is in his third inning of relief. And again, the bullpen is quiet for Asheville. As that brings up Jason Morabell. The left side of the infield, they're playing even with the bag. The right side of the infield playing a little farther back as Morabell swings and misses on the breaking ball. He was a strikeout victim his first time up against Hicks. In fact, Morabell was the first batter that James Hicks faced. That ball shot through the right side of the infield. It's a base knock. Jace Easley is going to score with ease. And it is a two-run single for Jason Morabell. And the lead is stretched out to 6-2. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is fun to watch, folks. Jason Morabell is certainly turning things around. And he is really kind of leading the charge. And if this begins to happen from top to bottom in the lineup, we could see a reversal of some of the recent fortunes of this Crawdads club. As Walcott takes a strike. And again, this something similar to this happened last year. The Crawdads had to win the second half to get into the playoffs, and that's exactly what they did. During that time, about midway through the year, they won 15 straight ball games. That had to have been a phenomenal clubhouse to be in at that time. As they would finish winning the second half by 5.5 games over Bowling Green. It's the pitch. Walcott rolls it over to third. The play made by Deming. The relay over. It's a 5-4-3 double play. But Jason Morabell gets a two-run single to double the lead. It goes from 2-4. It's a 6-2 advantage for the Crawdads. So we go to the eighth here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Top of the eighth inning, Jackson Kelly did his part in the seventh inning as he got back-to-back strikeouts to get the Crawdads out of the jam, and Jason Morabell did his part with a two-run single in the bottom half of the seventh. It's a four-run lead for the Crawdads, and that's going to bring up to the plate against Jackson Kelly, Logan Cierney, Garrett Gilmet, and Ryan Johnson. It's Jackson Kelly with the slow breaking ball. Cierney could not hang on. As now Cierney falls behind 0-2 as he started Cierney with a big slider, 76 miles an hour, and then he went up to 87 on the fastball. That pitch just got a piece of it, did Cierney. When Kelly works it at you with the 76-mile-an-hour slider from that arm slot, it seems to take forever to get to the plate, and then it breaks back over the outer half. And there's strike three. Jackson Kelly at 84 didn't give Cierney much of an opportunity in that at-bat. Jackson Kelly has struck out three consecutive batters, the only three batters he's faced thus far, and it's 18 strikeouts for Crawdads hitters. See, we're starting to get into all-time numbers for the Crawdads. It's the first pitch to Garrett Gilmet, taken for a strike. You're going to be hard-pressed to find a game in the record books to where the Crawdads as a team had more strikeouts, as that ball is going to be rolled foul, and the count goes to 0-2. I don't know that I'm going to have those numbers tonight, but it's going to give me something to work on during my research period tomorrow in preparation for tomorrow's game. It's the breaking ball. That's going to be lifted up into the seats. And once it hits the concrete the first time, it makes it a relatively routine play for somebody. As Dad comes through with a family of four off to my right, makes the catch off the one bounce off the concrete, hands it to one of his children, and now I'm sure they'll fight over it on the way home. As Jackson Kelly misses outside. But for now, it's a great family moment. At some point, the discussion of possession will become very real in the minivan. As the pitch taken on the outside edge, and Garrett Gilmet strikes out looking. And that is 19 strikeouts of Asheville hitters. And that's going to bring up Ryan Johnson. Wowzers. Kelly misses outside. Johnson 0 for 3 in the ballgame. All three strikeouts. Johnson's going to put that one in play into very shallow right field. In fact, it doesn't make its way out of the infield dirt. As the play is made by Cam Colley. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. A 6-2 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Bottom of the eighth inning. James Hicks is still on for the Asheville Tourist, as this will be his fourth inning of work out of the bullpen. As he misses at 92 with the first offering to Alejandro Osuna, who tried to bunt his way on, bunts it foul toward the Crawdads dugout. And if you have a copy, if you haven't been to a game this year, you need to come to a game for no other reason but to pick up the Crawdad Chronicle. That ball is going to be sliced down the left field line. Alejandro Osuna is going to have himself extra bases. So he's going to take a turn at second and hold up there. As Alejandro Osuna continues to turn it on. He's got two extra base hits in the ballgame. Of course, he went opposite field for the solo home run in the fourth inning. He's now got a double in the eighth. So he really likes this cleanup spot in the order. And that's going to bring up Quincy Scott. Crawdads with a 6-2 advantage. The Crawdad Chronicle is something you can get here at every single Hickory Crawdads game. And it's chock full of information. That I'm going to drop some knowledge on you in just a moment, as Quincy Scott has himself a single. Alejandro Osuna is going to stop at third. Quincy Scott has reached base three times tonight, and that's going to bring up Ian Moeller. So, for instance, going into this season, 217 Crawdads players have made it to the major leagues. The Crawdads have scored 21 runs twice in their franchise history, back in 2004 and then last year. That's the high water mark for the club. Strangely enough, the high water mark for strikeouts for the pitching staff, 21. They're two off that number. They still have a chance of breaking a new record tonight. As Moeller's going to shoot that one over toward the right field side, Moeller's going to have himself an RBI infield single. His bat was busted, but he kept his hands inside the baseball. That makes it a 7-2 ball game as Alejandro Osuna scores from third. Ian Moeller now has three hits in the ball game. He's got three RBI, and that brings up Connor Piotto. Still nobody out in the eighth inning. So the Crawdads are starting to create some separation. So the next time you're at a baseball game here at LP Franz Stadium, pick up a copy of the Crawdad Chronicle, and you'll have a lot of this information at the tip of your fingers. It's the breaking ball to Piotto, misses, count evens at 1-1. Scott the runner down at second, Moeller the runner at first. So the Crawdads have 10 hits in the ballgame. Piotto's going to roll it foul over to the first base side. So that's the number that we'll be looking toward in the ninth inning. The pitching staff with 19 strikeouts on the night. 21 is the record. As the pitch misses down, count evens at 2-2. Piotto fouls it straight back. Attendance tonight, 1,087 here at the ballpark. And as now school is wrapping up for the year, I have a feeling we'll start to see more folks showing up for the midweek games. And if this club can turn a corner, we'll see more numbers coming out. As that ball grounded out to second, they'll have one play only. Quincy Scott, they'll throw to third, gets back in under the tag. So it'll be a 4-6 fielder's choice as Piotto is over at first. Moeller is retired at second for the first out of the inning. Quincy Scott's over at third. That brings up Ben Blackwell. It's Blackwell getting another pull shift by the tourist. They'll throw over to first. 7 runs on 10 hits, 1 error for the Crawdads, 2 runs on 3 hits, 3 errors for the Asheville Tourists. They have not gotten a base hit since the first inning. As the pitch from Hicks misses. In the ninth inning, for Asheville, it'll be Jackson Lofton, Jaron Williams, and Luis Baez. 9-1-2 in the order as Blackwell bounces that out to shortstop, to Williams, to Johnson, over to Garcia. A 6-4-3 double play ends the frame, but not before the Crawdads tack on another run. We go to the ninth, a 7-2 lead for Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads, www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
And here we are, top of the ninth inning. Jackson Kelly still on the bump for the Crawdads. This time he has a five-run advantage here in the top of the ninth inning. So it'll be Jackson Lofton, Jaron Williams, and Luis Baez. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the ballgame. He struck out twice, and he was hit by a pitch in the seventh inning. The ball lofted up and out of play over to the first base side. That's going to bounce off the picnic deck awning and up near the party porch. So the Crawdads have 19 strikeouts in the ball game. They are two off the record pace that's happened twice in this franchise, or I should say one time in the franchise history. Back in 2021, they had 21 strikeouts. The breaking ball fouled back to the screen, and the count is 1-2. Not sure that the majority of the folks still here are aware that there's a possibility for a franchise record at stake, as that ball is going to get rolled out to Connor Pioto. He'll flip to Jackson Kelly, and there's one out. So if we're going to see a record at least tied tonight, we're going to have to see back-to-back strikeouts here. Whatever the case, it's been a very solid pitching performance by the Crawdads. So Ryan Lobus went five innings, gave up three hits, all in the first inning, along with the two runs, struck out 12 batters in those five frames. That ball's going to get lifted out to right field, so there's no new record, but there's two outs, and the Crawdads are one out away from winning this ballgame. And that's going to bring up Luis Baez. It stands right now, Jackson Kelly is one out away from picking up his second save of the season. As he entered the ballgame, it was 4-2. And he got the Crawdads out of a very difficult spot as Baez swings and misses at 75 miles an hour. Bases were loaded, one down in the seventh, and Kelly went strikeout, strikeout. As Baez swings and misses at 75 once again, and now the crowd that's here, well, get excited as there's one strike left to close this one out. Kelly misses. The 1-2, that ball's lifted in the air. Alejandro Osuna has it measured. He'll make the catch, and it's a Crawdads winner. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So the Crawdads get back to some winning ways this evening as they win 7-2. The pitching staff gave up 3 hits in the first inning and none afterwards. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll have the Black Tie Transportation postgame show where we'll give you an idea of what happened this evening at the ballpark. We'll take a look at South Atlantic League scores for the night. We'll update you on your Rangers as well as the Astros and the Atlanta Braves. All that as we continue on. Just a moment on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
It's now time for the Black Tie Transportation Crawdads postgame show, where we take a look back at tonight's game and get you ready for the next Crawdads broadcast. Let's go to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network. And we welcome you back to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth as it's now time for the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. Brian Rushing here with you on this Wednesday evening. A 7-2 winner for the Crawdads. As a game that took 2 hours and 22 minutes, the Crawdads win. 7 runs on 10 hits, 1 error for the Dads. 2 runs on 3 hits, 3 errors for the Asheville Tourists. Ryan Lobus picks up his first win of the season in a Hickory Crawdads uniform, taking the loss as Derek True for Asheville, as his record goes to 1-1 on the season. Jackson Kelly gets the save. Jackson Kelly gets his second save of the season. And the Crawdads, well, at least they were able to put last night's stumbling out of their memory banks, as it would be Asheville last night scoring 6 runs to close out the ball game, winning 8-5. Well, the Crawdads made sure that didn't happen tonight, as they got some very good pitching, obviously, from Ryan Lobus. Got off to a slow start. First batter he faced, Jaron Williams, hits a home run. His 5th of the season. They're on the board 1-0. Logan Cerny, a little bit later on in the inning, would get an RBI single as he would score Austin Deming, and it was a 2-0 lead for Asheville. And you were wondering, would this Crawdads club respond? And certainly they did. It was Jason Morabell in the 3rd inning, would hit a solo homer, and then the 4th inning. This was the real turning point for this club on this Wednesday night. Is in the 4th inning, Alejandro Osuna went opposite field with a solo shot to left center, tying the ball game at 2-2. Quincy Scott got the first of his 2 walks tonight. And then Ian Moeller hit a high, majestic fly ball over both walls in left field to make it a 4-2 advantage for the Crawdads. Now, as it turns out, that's all they would need, because Ryan Lobus went five innings, gave up the three first-inning hits, and nothing else after that. He did walk a couple batters in the latter portion of his stint on the bump. But he goes five innings. He strike out 12 hitters. Then he hands the ball to Adrian Rodriguez. Rodriguez did run into some trouble in the seventh inning. But you bring on Jackson Kelly, who is apparently the great equalizer. When you expect a guy to come out and throw 100, 101, that be the difference maker? No, it's Jackson Kelly, who's all over the plate. His numbers tonight, pitches thrown versus strikes. Jackson Kelly, 31 pitches in the course of 2 2/3 innings of relief, 23 for strikeouts. He went 2 2/3 innings throwing just 31 pitches. He was around the plate all night, completely in control, strikes out the final two batters in the seventh inning, and then basically chops up the tourist the rest of the way. Along the way, the Crawdads continued to get some offense as they would score two runs in the seventh inning as Ben Blackwell would reach on an error. And then it was Jace Easley who perfectly laid down a bunt near the third baseline. It was in no way, shape, or form going to go foul. At the very least, if a phenomenal defensive play is made, it's going to be a great sack bunt. He gets a base hit out of it. And then that sets the scene for Jason Morabell, who hits a two-run single through the right side, drawn in infield. And all of a sudden, it's a 6-2 ball game. Alejandro Osuna in the eighth inning tucks a double just inside the left field foul line. Quincy Scott singles to right. There's runners on the corners. And Ian Moeller, after hitting a two-run shot earlier in the ballgame, does a little bat handling. And the bat handling that he does breaks his bat, but he's able to push a ball to the right side of the infield. And in doing so, he scores Alejandro Osuna to put the seventh run on the board. And again, that made the club slam-proof. And it gave Jackson Kelly more than enough breathing room to wrap up the ninth inning with a 1-2-3 ninth. The pitching staff struck out 19 hitters, went eight innings of hitless baseball against one of the better offenses in the South Atlantic League. And then they would get 10 hits themselves. Three balls leave the yard, as it was as complete an effort as you could have gotten from this club. And it's the best effort that we've seen in a little bit for this club. As they split the first two games of this series against the Asheville Tourists with a convincing 7-2 win tonight. We come back on the other side of the break. We'll take a look around the South Atlantic League. We'll update you on some Major League Baseball, and then we'll call it a night in preparation for tomorrow's game, three of this series, against the Asheville Tourist. All that as we continue on here on the Black Tide Transportation postgame show on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be back in just a second. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs. So we're back here on the Black Tide Transportation postgame show. Brian Rushing here in our final segment of the postgame show. All games have gone final in the South Atlantic Leagues. This is what the scores look like. These three games took place this afternoon, as it was a 3-1 win for the Brooklyn Cyclones over Hudson Valley. Rome wins 3-2 over Wilmington, and then Greenville got their second big offensive effort in as many days, beating the Greensboro Grasshoppers in 10 innings, 14-12. They've put 29 runs on the board over the course of the last two nights. They needed them today, as they were able to survive 14-12 against the Greensboro Grasshoppers. The night games, of course, the game you were tuning into here on the Crawdads Radio Network, a 7-2 win for Hickory. Bowling Green falls to Winston-Salem 4-1 tonight in Winston-Salem. The club will be making a trip Memorial Day to face the Winston-Salem Dash. Now, they're going to play here Sunday night. They'll play Monday night in Winston-Salem. Usually, that's a league-wide night off. But because it's Memorial Day, they're going to play Monday night, take Tuesday off. So it'll be a Monday night game in Winston-Salem, followed by a day off on Tuesday. I'll be with the club next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'll give you more information about that as we get into the weekend here on the Crawdads Radio Network. And then the final score of the evening, Jersey Shore gets blanked by the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Aberdeen wins 2-0 this evening. That's a look at the South Atlantic League on this Wednesday night. Major League Baseball scores look like this. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Atlanta Braves whipping up on the Chicago Cubs 9-1. Earlier today, the Philadelphia Phillies ended up putting up some crooked numbers on the Texas Rangers. The Rangers made four errors in the contest. They fall 11-4 to the Philadelphia Phillies. And then, of course, this afternoon, the Astros fall 2-1 to the LA Angels of Anaheim. So that's a look at the scores from around the major league of import here to this part of the world. As tonight here at LP Franz Stadium, it was a 7-2 win for the Crawdads. Ryan Lobus goes to 1-1 on the year. Jackson Kelly gets his second save of the season. As tomorrow, game three of this six-game series, tomorrow it'll be Mitch Bratt getting the ball for the Crawdads. We'll be on the air at 6:45 for a 7 o'clock first pitch. We hope that you'll join us tomorrow at 6:45. So we'll have plenty to talk about, including this matchup tonight as we prepare you for a 7 o'clock first pitch between the Tourist and your Hickory Crawdads. So a lot of folks that we want to thank this evening, Douglas LoCascio, Robbie Willis, Ashley Salinas. Thank you to the whole crew here with the Hickory Crawdads. Thank you for helping make this broadcast possible. I want to thank the folks at Pixalot for their help with the video side of this as it's a 7-2 win tonight for the Hickory Crawdads. Till we're back with you tomorrow here at LP Franz Stadium, this is Brian Rushing signing off. We will see you next time on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
We thank you for listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, Black Tide Transportation, and Sunbelt Rentals. We hope to see you next time on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. chat and interact with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
you.